You are listening to Through the Funnel, where we demystify classical Chinese medicine and reveal how Eastern and Western medicine work together in health and healing. I'm your host, Mallory Jaimo, and this is episode 15. Hi, welcome. As I sit to record this episode, we are just a few days after the fall and autumn equinox. This is such a beautiful and special time because it is the down tempo of the seasonal change. So we're going to be moving from the yang of summer activity, warmth, longer days, more sun into a period where we are going to see shorter days, cooler days, and less sun. I know that so many of us mourn the warmth and activity and sunshine of summer, but this transition into a new season is one where we are able to consolidate our resources, where we're able to preserve and reflect on what has been as we move into a time of year that is really meant for rest, repair, and our body's ability to absorb all that we've taken in from summer and spring. When I talk to many of my patients during this time of year who are parents, they often say to me, "I can finally exhale." And they're saying that because so much activity and movement happens before kids go back to school, whether they're in grade school or they're going off to college. That is a preparatory time that the kid and the parent need to conjure up a lot of activity and planning and movement and direction in order to accomplish what needs to be accomplished, which is that transition from one season to next, from being in a time and a period of freedom to then being in a time and season that is a little bit more structured and regimented. And for parents, you get more free time than you would have when your kids were not in school. The fall season in Chinese medicine is paired with the metal element. The autumn, fall season, the metal element also have a correspondence with the lungs and the large intestine. Just for the sake of this episode, I'm going to focus mostly on the lungs. So you can see how the metal element is associated with the lungs. We breathe in air through our nose primarily and preferably to the body to breathe in through the nose. So there's a difference when you breathe in from the nose versus when you breathe in the mouth. When you breathe in through the nose, it's going to travel down a different pathway to the lungs and the bronchial than if you did when you were breathing in through the mouth. There is a fantastic book called Breathe by James Nestor. If you have not checked that out, I highly recommend it. At least listen to it on Audible. It's very dense. So he is a journalist, and what he describes in the book is his own research into breathing through the nose, breathing through the mouth, patterns and different types of breathing. It's an excellent read if you're wanting to connect deeper with your breath, but in essence, deeper with yourself, because air, hydrogen, oxygen, it is what gives us the ability to feel life. It is what gives us life. In the Chinese medicine classics, we would say that we are breathing in and receiving pure qi from the heavens. And without that pure qi, without the expansion of the breath, we no longer have life. And when that breath becomes troubled or disruptive, then we start to have symptoms of asthma, shortness of breath, allergies even. We might feel consistently congested. We may even feel the need to breathe at a different pace when we're not getting the amount of breath that we need on a second-to-second basis. Many of you know that the breath is an autonomic response. So it's something that happens without us saying to our brain, do this. And because of that autonomic response, it's just simply going to happen. But when we can engage the breath in a particular way where we are exhibiting some of the metal's behaviors, then we are going to find that our capacity to sustain the breath, sustain life, to find that natural flow and rhythm with life from the breath, then from life, we're going to find that there will be more ease in our day to day. So let me give you an example. In Chinese medicine, the metal element is all about taking in, releasing, and then letting go. And so when we are in that fight flight stage, or we're just really busy and we're constantly going, we might find that either we're holding our breath, we have a really short breath, so we're not breathing in, we're taking smaller sniffs, or we may simply find that we're only breathing at certain times. So we're holding the breath and then we're finding the need to take a really big breath. When we deliberately tell our brain to do something to our body, the body has that direction and that established rhythm, which is going to allow for the body and the central nervous system and the parasympathetic nervous system to jump in and slow down. It's going to be this signaling from the brain to the body that even though all this stuff is going around us, even though your brain is saying, I have all these things to do and I have to be here and I have to be there, when you say to yourself, hey, it's okay, we can take a few minutes to breathe, you're gonna allow for that moment of pause, that softness, that stability, that kind of, it's okay, I got this, I can handle this statement, to then letting go of the stress, the tension, and the quickness that happens in life that just isn't always necessary. So what I'm alluding to here is working with your breath, stopping, taking a minute or two, taking a big inhale through your nose, and then exhaling out your mouth. Taking a big inhale through your nose and letting out a sigh. When we breathe in through our nose and out the mouth, it's going to be one of the first ways to down-regulate the nervous system. And because we are coming from more of a yang season of summer, we're going to need to tell the body, hey, let's slow the tempo down a little bit. Just like my parents say, I can finally breathe. I feel like I can take a full deep breath, or I've been holding my breath for the past 2 weeks trying to get these kids off to school. Your lungs are the prime minister of the body. So they are going to give the body direction and to, again, establish that rhythm. And when you can be the prime minister and engage with the lungs, you can tell your system how you want it to be. Another one of my favorite ways to work with the breath, not only just from inhaling and then exhaling out the mouth or sighing, but another way is to inhale for 4, hold for 7, and then exhale for 8. That's something that you're going to want to do just 3 or 4 rounds of until you feel that subtle shift in your body from quickening, maybe anxious, panic, to more of a down regulation, slower tempo. You might find like happening. I like to say that you can feel sometimes like that balloon popping in your body. The lungs are expansive, so they are meant to be filled in like a balloon, and then the diaphragm is meant to help them expand within a contained environment. So remember that your lungs go in all four directions. They breathe forward into the chest and into the pecs. They expand backwards and outwards into the scapula and the trapezius muscles. And then they also go side to side to the rib cage and under the armpit. So when you breathe, whether you're breathing at a slower regulated pace or you're breathing at a pace to calm yourself and soothe yourself, be sure that you are inhaling and taking that breath in all four directions, that you can feel the front, the back, and the side to side. To add to that, it's also nice to be aware of how much you're engaging your shoulders, your trap, and your neck. So oftentimes people will breathe and it goes up into their shoulders, they raise their shoulders, it's going up into the neck is tightening, and then they exhale and everything falls down. When we breathe, we want to breathe from our lungs and our diaphragm, which are really within the chest cavity. And so the need to lift the shoulders and constrain the neck is not necessary. So when you breathe and you're practicing some of these techniques of releasing and letting go and the softness and allowing that cool air of autumn to come in, think about keeping your air in and down when you take it in and you take that inhale, but also when you release and let go. The lungs also provide us with rain and moisture to the body. So it is that hydrogen and oxygen balance. And so in Chinese medicine physiology, we see the lungs as a rainforest to the whole body, and that the diaphragm is that canopy to the rain and to the body. So when you breathe in, imagine that you're taking in not only the oxygen, but the hydrogen, and how that hydrogen is going to be moistening and raining down on all your organs, especially if you experience any sort of dryness in the body or you just feel tight and constricted. The rainforest that the breath and the inhale brings and the consolidation to the body is going to help to provide deep moisture to yourself. You can see it going all the way down into the kidneys. The Po and the breath are what give your body life. If you have any sort of pain or discomfort in the body that goes beyond our traditional lung symptoms that we might have that I mentioned before, breathe into that area of pain. See that area of the body expand and open. See the hydrogen and the oxygen going into the system. See it moving and opening up and cooling that area of pain. So often pain in Chinese medicine is heat, it's inflammation, and inflammation is heat, and the breath is going to be very cooling to the system. And then on that exhale, let it go. Let go of that pain, let go of that constraint, let go of that resistance. You're going to find that that simple technique of giving attention to specific places in your body is going to change the state of that system. When we do my liver renewal in spring, I will tell patients to breathe into your liver, to give your liver attention and expansion and resources, because we're focusing on not only detoxing the liver, but also giving it nourishment. So that detoxing is going to be the letting go of the lungs. And then that nourishment is also going to be the taking in of resources as well. Just like when you clean out your closet, you are going to clean things out and then you might get really excited about being able to add things in. So detoxing and nourishing go hand in hand. Another aspect of the metal element and the autumn season that I want to share with you is its relationship to instinct. Seasonal changes just happen. It's not something that involves deep thought, patterning, or even planning. When we look at the natural world around us, we're going to see that geese just naturally fly south when the weather gets cooler. Hibernation with animals and the collection of nuts and gathering of resources, changing their environment is what's going to help them prepare for the upcoming season where they don't have as much access to food and resources. This is something that nature, plants, and animals just do naturally. It is part of their survival instinct. And so often we think about instinct and survival as literally the thing that is keeping us alive. And although it is something that is keeping us alive, it is also something that is showing us the way. And in Chinese medicine, we would say that following the way, following the natural flow, following what feels good is what is going to serve us to our highest potential. When you begin to work with the lungs, when you begin to pay attention to how you are relating to your lungs, whether it's constraint, shallowness, not enough air, taking in too much air, gasping for air, breathing through your nose, breathing through your mouth, whatever it may be, pay attention to how you have instinctually moved throughout your day. Pay attention to the decisions, choices, options, and even judgments that have come up while you've been involved in your day. And take a moment and reflect on whether or not you are pleased and happy with the way that you moved through the day and the way that you showed up for yourself and for your external environment. One of the things that I really love and appreciate so much about the lungs is that it is all about your relationship to yourself, and it's going to dictate that rhythm and that patterning that you carry throughout the whole day. Any type of constriction, any type of restraint is simply just going to restrain ourselves. We're not going to get as much oxygen to the corporeal soul, to the body, to the muscles, to the ligaments, to the cells, and even to the brain. So we are decreasing our own capacity for full life just by simply not taking care of and not paying attention to our breath. If you're interested in learning more about the metal element, how the metal element shows up in our personality and in our life, as well as in our face, in the lines, in the colors, and the shape of our face, stay tuned. I did another episode with our expert facial reader, Travis. That's going to be released very soon. As always, I hope that you enjoyed this information, but most of all, I hope that it encourages you to take action and start applying some of these techniques and wisdom and theory and philosophy of Chinese medicine to your life.